Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Does God hear the prayers of sinners? And if He cannot, how can they confess Christ? This was a first century school of thought, drawn from Luke chapter 9 and verse 31, and the Pharisees introduced this concept back then. As we look at the school of thought, we've got to say, well, where did it originate? Is it possible that it has any scriptural validity to it? Draw your attention to the book of Proverbs 15 and verse 29. And in the context there says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayers of the righteous. As we have the Proverbs there identifying that God does not have a close-knit relationship with those who are living in sin, but He is indeed near, He is beside those individuals who are considered righteous, doing those things that are pleasing in His sight. Well, what's under consideration here? Does that mean that God does not hear these prayers of individuals at all? Or is there something else under consideration? To begin with, we learn from the book of Acts chapter 10 verses 1 and following is that a particular Gentile's prayers went up before God and God heard that man's prayers. That man is Cornelius. He was not a Christian at the time. He was a devout man. He was a very religious individual. And I think the key here is that he was seeking the Lord. He wanted to know what God expected him to do. He wanted a relationship with God. So not only did we find that God heard his prayers, God answered his prayers by sending men to Joppa to inquire of Peter in Simon the Tanner's house. And in that, he is taught the way of God and obeys the Lord in baptism, he and his household, his servants and others. And as a result of that, then we are given the first Gentile converts. So we know then that God hears the prayers of those who are sinners, yet at the same time, I believe that their heart's desire, what they are searching for, or if they are an individual of sincere heart and interest, will determine as to the way in which God responds to them. With Christians, though, whenever we pray, the Bible identifies in the book of James chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, that the prayers of a righteous man avails much. So we know that not only does God hear our prayers, as He would hear, see, understand anything, He hears our prayers and He listens diligently because we are keeping His commandments. And not only does He listen to our prayer, friends, He works through His will and through our lives, through the laws of providence, to answer our prayers. Now, that does not mean that we're always going to get what we ask for, right? The reason for that is sometimes we ask amiss, and therefore we've got to be careful to make sure that we ask in compliance to His will. Sometimes He will answer no, simply because He knows better than what we know in regard to what we need. And sometimes I believe that He answers with saying, not yet. And therefore, we need to be patient and to trust that God is going to work things out. And certainly, things are always going to work in accordance to His will and to the betterment of our lives if we will just allow a time to move forward.